As we celebrate our 80th anniversary during the month of September, let's talk about who lived here. And by lived, I mean who stayed here for a long time, made such an impact on this radio station and this community. And it is our Liveline guest, Dad, who did. His name is Merle Ross, and her name is Randy Rossman. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to have you here. By the way, speaking of great careers in the media, you're having one.
Well, it's been a long one so far. Yes, I've been at the Press Democrat since 1981.
Yeah. So you've been around a long time in the media, and you come from pretty good media stock, too. Your dad, Merle Ross, I like to call him the godfather of KSRO, because I believe he started here in the late 50s.
He did, right. He came in December of 59. We moved up from Santa Cruz for his job, and he was there for almost 40 years. He retired the first time, I think, in 1990, and then he came back for about another 6 years. So it was close to 40 years he was there.
It is pretty amazing, and of course he was here through and was part of so many of the great enterprises here at KSRO and many of the great institutions. And when I say institution, Randy, I got to ask you about Jim Grady.
Well,
he must have been hanging around the house on occasion, huh?
They were quite a pair. They spent a lot of time together. They couldn't be more different in personality, but
that's
they were really
a
force for KSRO, right? In the mornings, my dad was the news guy, and Jim was kind of the goofy on-air guy, and they played off each other really well. For almost 40 years they did that, and my dad could handle that. You know, everybody who knew Jim knew he was a character and over the top at times, but my dad handled that as the consummate professional.
I think that really is an apt description of your dad, both in person and also, of course, on the air. And KSRO needed that because as much beloved as Jim Grady is in this community, he did need somebody like your dad at his side on the air.
He did. I think that, like I said, they played off each other really well. And, sometimes we'd be saying, like, gosh, Daddy, you know, that was kind of, Jim gave you a bad time about something, but it just rolled off his back. It was just part of their shtick in the morning. It was, back in those decades, the 60s, 70s, into the 80s, it was such a different time for media, right? There was no online, no websites,
right.
No social media. And so the media kings in this region were the Press Democrat and KSRO. And everybody listened to them in the morning. The stores, you heard it as you went shopping, the stores were playing KSRO. If something happened, it was always blaring on the transistor radio up and down the streets. You know, I remember the Creighton Ridge Fire, 78, the big earthquakes in the 60s.
Yeah.
And it was KSRO that everybody turned to, and it was often my dad that was keeping everybody, up to date on what was happening.
Oh, he was the steady hand here, for sure, when things were really imploding in Sonoma County. Some of the big stories, of course, the, fires and of course, flooding, which was pretty much an annual event at that time.
Sure.
He must have spent a lot of time here. Did you see your dad at all growing up?
He spent a lot of time there. He worked typically 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and then he also pulled a 6 a.m. to noon shift on Saturdays as a DJ. So he would be the news guy all week, and then he spun records on Saturdays.
And he could let her rip on Saturdays, huh?
Yeah, and I did often go in with him on Saturday mornings. That was always fun. I could pull albums from the record library and tape stuff and wander around the radio station as he was on air. But, we four Rossman kids, we woke up in the morning and there was our dad on the radio. We'd listen to him as we got ready for school. And then, of course, the sportscasting. That was a major part of what he did.
Oh,
and I think really the thing that he loved the most about being on the radio, which was, what he wanted to do, I think, since he was a kid, was be on air. But, he and Jim did games, high school, JC, Sonoma State, for decades, traveling up and down California, basketball and football games. So while my dad was working 12 hours a day, And we could always tune in and hear him on, what, two nights a week come basketball season, or maybe even two nights a weekend for football. My mom would have the radio on, and we could hear him, calling a game. And that was really old school back then, right? There was no computer. You know, you couldn't quickly plug in somebody's name and get info. My dad would make these handmade huge boards that he would have every team member's name, number, position, and personal information. So while Jim called the game, my dad could jump in with the color with this big board in front of him. So it's a real old school
type. That's pretty amazing. It truly is. And one of the things, Randy, that we've been talking to folks about, and by the way, we should say that Merle Ross is alive and well, and he and your mom are living in Santa Rosa, yeah.
Yep, almost married 68 years. Yes, he's still the smartest guy in the room and doing really well.
That's fantastic. And I just want to mention that as we've been talking to people about the 80th anniversary of KSRO, we've talked a lot about its impact and the people who worked here and their impact on this community.
Right. Well, gosh, over the decades, they had, KSRO had such a talented crew of news people. And I know that he really loved helping them develop their careers. There was Hillary Backus and Kathy Labakis, Mickey Podorak, just to name a few. Tim Ryan, who's still at KCBS right now.
Yep.
It was really fun too to be to become friends with those folks as well, and they all kind of became extended family. I was lucky enough to work with him my summer after college. I was hired at KSRO to do news before I came onto the Press Democrat. So I got to get a taste for radio and see the demands of the being in a radio newsroom with the quick updates and having to every 15 minutes or half an hour rewrite a story or get new information.
Right.
So it was really impressive to watch him work.
Well, it's an amazing legacy that he created and then lived here at KSRO and in Sonoma County at large. And it's great to hear his daughter's perspective. And I suppose, considering what you've been doing for a living for the past few decades, it made an impression on you, too.
You know, that it's got to be the case, right? I mean, I just really hearing him do the news on the radio, I'm sure that was such a pull for me to get into the business. I really wanted to do more writing, though, so I was kind of geared toward newspaper.
Right.
So it was kind of fun when I got out of college. I got hired at the Press Democrat, and I was still living at home. So he's working at KSRO, and I'm working at the PD. And I tell my mom, "Oh, I'm working on this story, but don't tell Dad because just in case he's gonna want to go for it or whatever." We had a little bit of competition going on, but it was fun. We crossed paths for years on the job. He covered Santa Rosa School Board. Which was, after his long day at work, he would also go cover the school board. And sometimes I covered that too. And then, for years on election night, back in the day, all the candidates and media gathered at the Sonoma County Courthouse because there was no, it wasn't at your fingertips
right.
to go to your computer and get the updates. So you all had to go there. So it was quite a scene. But he'd be there for the radio and I'd be there for the Press Democrat and we'd hang out together. We'd rush off to make our next deadline. And I've got some really treasured photos. Longtime PD photographer Jeff Lee, he'd be out there every year too, and each year he would take our picture together. And so we've got these great pictures of us both working on election night.
That's pretty cool too. I mean, not many fathers and daughters can share that kind of a career. Randy, it's so great to talk to you, and please give our love to your dad because he's made obviously an amazing impression and a lasting one here in Sonoma County. And congratulations to him and to you too. You've done a pretty good job for yourself also.
Well, just trying to follow in some big footsteps for sure. I just like to say that really from my perspective, I always felt like my dad really became kind of the authoritative voice of the Redwood Empire, and I hope a lot of people remember him that way.
There's no question that a lot of people remember him. I mean, given the conversations that I've had with folks over the last month or so, everybody asks. And oh my gosh, you know, of course, a lot of people are ask about Jim Grady, and a lot of, right behind it or right next to it, mm-hmm. they say, what about Merle Ross? Because without him, there wouldn't have been the kind of really lasting impression that KSRO right. made.
Right, absolutely.
So congratulations right. to the Rossman family. We're looking forward to talking to you again soon, Randy. And again, best to your dad.
Thank you so much, Pat.
All right. That's Randy Rossman of the Press Democrat talking about her dad, Merle Ross. And nobody spent more time at this radio station than he did. Way to go.